Luba Mayakiso, how are you?
I'm good, Howard. It was good to see you yesterday.
It was good to see you also. I came back, by the way, with a bit of a Cape Townian accent because I was there for 4 hours and definitely much cooler than I was before I left. I basically feel like I'm Cape Townian now. So, say again, Luba?
What, pray tell, might a Cape Town accent sound like?
Okay, David.
Luba, can you say pizza for us, please?
Pizza? Why? No.
He's from the Eastern Cape.
Because I think Cape Townians say pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, they do.
That's a giveaway.
Yeah, it normally is, and they are much cooler. Yeah. So Luba, we've been chatting politics, but I also sent you an article a little bit earlier. DC Comics drops plans for a Jesus superhero series after complaints. They've dropped plans to publish a series that imagines Jesus Christ returning to Earth, teaming up with a superhero after campaigns called this work blasphemous. What are your thoughts? Anati in studio, as our other practicing Christian and religious and observant Christian, is very, very conflicted by this. I think it is problematic because how do you reduce this down to an image on a piece of paper with a superhero with superpowers. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think there would probably be boycotts and things like that if you actually went ahead and produced and released it. Personally, I wouldn't go there. I think it's in bad taste. So when you get into the realm of people's faith and religion, I think that's something that you need to steer well clear of. I mean, the Christian community is not quite as violent as, let's say, a cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad that gets,
exactly,
you know, something like that on you. But I think it would be, in my view, bad taste, in the sense that, like you're saying, you're reducing a religious figure to a comic, and comics are good, they're entertaining, but I think there should be a clear line between the two. I wouldn't go there. I mean, if it came out, it's not something that I would watch, but I would still be brave enough to say, if somebody wanted to make it, it's their problem, it's their right to do so. You know, I would find it offensive, but I wouldn't, you know, petition to have them not make it.
The only counter argument I could think of, because I can tell you my gut is exactly yours, is that I do think it's almost reductive, and it's limiting, and also it's one person's concept of the man. So I don't know. I'm not particularly comfortable with it. The only counter argument that I would have is that perhaps it makes it more accessible to younger people. Which might have a positive spin-off.
I don't think so. I mean, I've watched some DVDs about the Maccabees and all of that stuff. Mm. You might, you know, you'll have a cartoon on Moses, for argument's sake, or some other character, but there's a level to how far you go. You know, you can take a biblical character like, let's say, David, Moses, or somebody like that, and you can get away with it, and you can say it's educational because your story will largely be mirroring, you know, the biblical narrative. Mm. So when you start then making a comic and departing very far from the biblical narrative, and also, remember, from a Christian point of view, it's not just a character, you know, it's the founder of Christianity, somebody that is essentially viewed as equal with God. So, it's very different. You know, it's not like, some character of the Bible that I'm just, reducing to a comic form. And I think I would struggle with that notion that it's there to educate and to help them understand.
Right, I know. I mean, I don't really feel that either. It's just a way to sort of make it, maybe look at it from a positive perspective. Lindiwe, your thoughts? I promised to ask you as well. Gave you time to think about it. What do you think?
What are we talking about again?
We are talking.
As I'm busy.
She's busy.
With tomorrow.
Right. She is busy. We are talking about the comic strip that has just been stopped. DC Comics pulled a comic strip that was going to make Jesus Christ a superhero, fighting alongside other superheroes. Luba, uncomfortable, wouldn't petition stopping it. Zanatti, all over the show. I don't even know what her view is.
I think I'm just bothered by the fact that he's the sidekick. Oh, he's not even
are you
the
sure
main.
He's a sidekick?
To some guy named
Deputy Jesus.
He's Deputy Jesus.
No, that would be a bit offensive, I have to say.
Oh.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Let's put that issue aside. Let's not get distracted by the deputy part, because I think the conversation is a more interesting one when we look at it and say, you know, and whoever thought that this was going to be a good idea?
Okay. I don't know if I'm conflicted, but I know a lot of no is ringing in my head right now. No. But I think I might share the sentiment. I wouldn't probably go out of my way to stop it, but no.
It's not sitting well with me.
Yeah. I've had a look at what you sent me. I mean, the initial visuals are a bit troubling. So you've got like a superhero guy strangling somebody around his throat, and then you've got a character, what I assume is Jesus, holding like what looks like almost an oversized kind of loaf, Mediterranean loaf that looks more like, I don't know what, but shoving this in somebody's mouth. So you are kind of playing with the biblical narrative, and you're taking it a bit far, because it talks of the second coming. So I mean, that to me, that's you're
looking for trouble,
to heresy and sacrilege. It really takes it too far. I think there'd be one case for taking maybe a biblical narrative and making a comic, but here you're stepping on some very thorny issues.
I just find it absolutely fascinating that DC Comics would actually even consider such a thing.
There are many ill-informed executives out there. So I'm amazed, honestly.
Right.
I think the more I think about it and I visualize it, it's a no from me.
Okay, there we go.
No.
So Nati, final answer from you?
I would watch it, but
I suppose it would become a thing. Okay, but she would watch it, yes.
But I feel like it could offend some people, so I also wouldn't, you know, put pressure on them to make it.
I am some people.
Right.
Yeah.
So you actually feel quite strongly about it.
Yeah, no.
I'm a maybe.
I actually don't like it one bit. I have to tell you, it makes me very, very uncomfortable. I think it is. I think it's disrespectful, and I think it, as Luba says, it plays with a narrative that you know these things are deep rooted, and they come from generations, family after family, generation after generation, and we've almost created. And I don't mean it specifically with this. So you know, I'm talking about biblical stories as well. Mm-hmm. It's funny, Luba, when you say that. Like, I don't like to watch when I see a reenactment of a biblical story. It generally irritates me because it conflicts with the story that I have in my head. And even if that story in my head isn't that accurate,
there's always some license. I mean, look, Mel Gibson did The Passion of Christ, and he took some creative liberties. Some people were very offended, and some people said, you know what, it was graphic, it was brutal, so it helped explain issues. Now, that was the story that was largely following that. I mean, the more I read about this one says, God descends to send Jesus back to earth, who's shocked to find how people have twisted his gospel, and he wants to set the record straight.
This is
almost, a critique on Christianity, so, I mean, that's what DC Comics is saying on their website. So it's not just, you know, a happy comic. This is somebody saying, you know, I'm having a dig at Christianity. So, yeah. I think it's
very problematic because that's revisionist, you know, and there's nothing wrong with contemplating, fighting over the historical accuracy of certain things.
Absolutely.
You know, I just find that interesting. And science says, hi, every superhero portrays something of Jesus, but the truth is far more amazing. All right, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Unsigned as well says, same line as Jesus, Muslims are very protective of the view of Prophet Muhammad. In fact, it's absolutely forbidden within Islamic law and Islamic tradition to portray any image of the Prophet Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this, you can kind of actually understand what that motivation is about, because I do think it messes with something that people hold dear. Mm. And why do that? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. Howard, the other thing we haven't mentioned is it becomes an issue because every movie that's been made ends up in the same issue as in, has it been correctly portrayed? Because remember, it gets cast as looking like some Italian or something like that.
Yeah, look, I mean, in this one, he's got a hell of a cleft on his chin. He's a very handsome guy in this comic strip. He's got
a dude. So this is a problem. So very often the argument becomes,
yeah, with this amount of hair at that age, he's not Jewish, I can tell you. No, I'm just saying. And his build, he doesn't have a Jewish build in this.
What's a Jewish build now? How?
Short, overweight, what? And hairless.
No. No. You're looking for trouble.
You know what? Welcome to my world. It is 9 o'clock, Luba. We can talk for hours, but we can't because there is another show waiting. We need to get out of studio. Thank you, everybody. Luba, thanks for your input on that. It was a fascinating conversation. David Abramson, as always, for your wisdom. I've got so many words I've written down. I just need to try and remember what they all mean. But thank you for your wisdom. And Zanati, I hope tomorrow, you know, you'll be a little bit sort of less aggressive. What do you think, David? Maybe tomorrow's a better day?
I've got some friends she can speak to this afternoon, and I'm sure she'll feel better tomorrow.
Yep, or failing which, there's always some tequila that you might drink. It is 9 o'clock. We're out of here. See you tomorrow. Don't be late.